Come on, Howard. Here it is.
Yeah, what do you think of that? Anyway, I'm kind of excited today because Green Day is finally here, and I dig this band. You guys, I should introduce the guys.
Please?
See if your mics are working anyway. I'm sure they're not.
They're not good for talking. They need the wireless.
They need, Gary, come in and get the wireless for the guys. I hate this. Every time I have a band in, I can never talk to the band.
This is why Dick Clark used to go in there with that wireless.
Yeah, Dick Clark had it right. You know, as much of a jackass as Dick Clark is, at least he went up to everybody and had a microphone.
Yeah, he had a hardwired mic.
But I'm such a lazy jack-off that I can't even get out of my stupid chair and interview the band. Yeah, I mean, let's face it. That's what's going on here.
What are you looking for? It's right there in front of you, Gorilla.
Come on, Gorilla, you big dummy. Anyway, here's the band. Billy Joe, of course, is on vocals and guitar. Mike Durnt on bass and background vocals, who actually just got out of surgery.
What happened?
Can you hear him when he says
no.
that? God damn it. I spent all morning asking if I'd be able to hear the band.
5 minutes ago.
We're going to Jesus!
I mean, seriously, it's frustrating for me.
Yeah, if they scream like that, I can hear
them. The microphone's wrong, but you can't hear them.
Now I can hear them.
You're kind of in the room.
They're bringing them up.
Yeah, now maybe someone will bring him up. Anyway, Mike hurt his, you hurt your elbow in a skateboarding?
I broke it like 3 times.
Skateboarding or something?
Skateboarding, Woodstock, pillow fights, you name it.
Yeah, remember he hurt himself at Woodstock, so you just keep re-injuring it? Yeah.
How'd you hurt yourself at Woodstock?
I broke both my elbows in a pillow fight.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What's up with that? What the dealio?
I have bad luck with girls.
Really? And when you broke the elbow, then what do? They fuse it all together?
No, they just open it up, take out the broken pieces, and sew it back together like a hacky sack.
Really? And it hurts? Does it hurt when you play the Baykillers? That's very cool.
Very much.
Yeah, very much so. And I think, I don't, do people compliment you on your drum playing, Trey? Because I think you're one of the hardest hitting drummers that I have ever heard in my life. I've seen you guys live in concert. I mean, seriously, the guy goddamn well rocks.
He works.
Spanking.
Just do me a favor, man. Just hit your drums. You know, like you know how you're just like tuning up. Yeah. Nah, you're not gonna do it now. But the way you were just like playing before. Here, just check this out. Just see if this out. Right. No, not like that. Like when you really like smash. No, he's not gonna do it now. The way he was doing it before.
He doesn't even remember what he
did. He's a really good drummer, man. That's all I'm gonna
Mike's,
say.
Mike's a really good drummer, actually.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. But anyway, I don't know. Anyway, the band has a new CD out called Nimrod.
Uh-huh.
A couple of things I want to talk to you about first, because we're going to do one old tune, one new tune. So, you know, everybody can get into that. You know. Talk to me about tattoos for a second. So, Billy, what do you got? You got just, like, tattoos just indiscriminately all over your arms? Did you put any thought on where they would go?
No, my body is pretty much all one big inside joke, so.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I've been laboring over this tattoo issue for 15 years.
Yes, laboring is a good word.
You got to do it. You have to get whatever first to really realize what you want to get.
Break the skin.
So. I mean, just do it. Because you just appear to have, like, words written all over your body, right? Like, you've been going for actual words. What do these words say, seriously?
Punks. I've got
Pinhead.
Why Pinhead? Japanese. Is Pinhead
Joseph,
important to you?
My son, Adrian, my wife.
Pinhead is your son?
No.
I mean, watch.
No, I didn't know.
Joseph is my son.
Is Pinhead because of the Ramon song Pinheads?
Yeah, it was a Japanese import, so.
Oh.
I got from Leave Home.
Because, I mean, you know, when I put so much thought into what I'd want on my body.
And then he has a number there. Does he have a number? Or
what do you got, a 666 thing going on or what?
666?
None of that devil stuff?
No.
What kind of number?
27.
What's 27?
It's the Riverdales from Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Band the 27?
It's their logo or whatever.
I see. So the point is that I'm putting too much thought into it.
He sees something, he puts it on.
Yeah.
I mean, when you ever go to a...
You don't go into this kind of thing.
Wait, Howard, he's got the coolest tattoo. Babyface Fenster from Bugs Bunny smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
Of course Gary would be into that.
Yeah, right. And why Babyface Fenster?
That was my second tattoo, and I didn't quite know what I wanted to get.
Do you ever walk into the tattoo shop and just say to the guy, put whatever you want on?
No, never
did that.
Artist choice.
Yeah.
I've done stuff like me and my friends have gotten drunk and done like just the sort of dot to dot,
like a prison tattoo.
Yeah,
you get drunk and you just like start making your own tattoos.
Yeah,
see, I had a whole thing, a whole elaborate thing drawn up for my arm.
Uh-huh.
It was a skull with black fire coming out of it, and then like it had like some Latin on it, and no guitars, no flaming guitars, because I'm not a guitar player. And then I said, well, I'm not a skull kind of guy. I don't think I'm a skull guy, am I?
You're like a Barbie girl on your own.
No, I don't want to picture somebody's face or a body or something. I want either like a cool symbol or a number or something cool or just some writing. You know what I mean?
You don't have to put a head on her.
And maybe a headless woman would be okay.
Headless Barbie girl.
Then I went down with my friend and I got all freaked out. He was going to get one, right? And he goes, okay, give me a shark with a baby's head in it. So I just said, I'm getting out of here. It's getting too weird, man. What do you mean a baby's head? And he goes, yeah, you can let the blood spurt out of its head. And I was like, I don't know, man. What's going on? You know what I mean? Then I was going to tattoo a cancerous breast on my shoulder because I thought that was cool.
What is that?
I don't know. It's just a lumpy breast. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm just having tattoo problems, okay? Maybe I'm not a tattoo guy.
You're probably not.
Probably not.
With a pen first.
Yeah, if you have to think about it that much.
I think that's what I've been saying to you. Just
draw a couple on with a pen.
Yeah, maybe. And you know what else freaked me out about the band? Let me just do a couple of raps with you here before you go into your music. Billy, the fact that you got married, you know, being a rock star. Seriously, I mean, because you were getting, like, can't you just get, isn't it weird, man, to be on the road and you can get laid so much? I know you guys are sort of like anti-rock and roll stars, you know what I mean? Like, you're not, like, caught up in it, supposedly.
Well, I think of the whole, like, groupie thing. I think of, like, something like Led Zeppelin or something, but that stuff doesn't really...
You guys don't have groupies?
We can't get laid anyway.
No, come on. When you're on the road, there are I was at one of your concerts, man. There were tons of chicks that wanted to do you guys. Tons. I mean, seriously, the temptation is there?
I don't know. I'm not into it.
Do you have an open marriage?
No.
No.
Absolutely no way.
And Gary saw your wife on a plane, so she was really cute.
She got a lot of cool tattoos, too.
Where?
Mostly on her leg and stuff.
Yeah? That works?
What's that?
That works for you?
Well, yeah.
Where'd you meet this wife? At a concert?
I met her in Minneapolis in 1990.
So this is before you were famous?
Yes.
All right, so no wonder. That's good. You guys married, too?
Nah,
man. He must be in between marriages. You're getting out of one?
You getting out of one?
Something like that.
You got kids?
Got a wonderful... My daughter's my hero. Her name's Estelle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's great.
Think you get to see her on weekends?
Maybe. I get to see her all the time.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to get custody?
Anytime I want.
Really?
Anytime I want. Me and her mom are very good friends, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you work that?
I'm a pimp.
I'm always amazed by guys. Those are the coolest guys. Guys who can walk out of a
friend.
Yeah, but
when you got a lot of money, I guess it pays to stay friends.
Yeah, what do you do? So you got to give her half of the Green Day money, huh?
No, I give her half of Mike's money.
Oh, really? Half of that Green Day?
No, you know what? It doesn't matter. It all goes to my daughter anyway.
Really?
I don't spend any of my money anyway. So
really?
Bought my mom a house. I'll buy my daughter a house.
You don't have a house?
I'll buy you a house.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
House.
I could use Robin needs one, too, as long as we're giving away houses. So,
I was going to open up a foster home.
Really?
Yeah, and fill it myself.
So the coolest thing I ever saw you guys do, I mean, I went to a show at the Nassau Coliseum, and I go there. Explain the ritual to me. You guys get all jacked up before a show.
I sprayed you with beer.
Yeah. Now, did you guys know I was standing there watching the ritual?
I had no idea you were there until
right.
I looked over and realized the beer was in the air already.
No, but I mean, these guys come out like three raving lunatics.
Uh-huh.
They honest to God do.
So are they going to be able to perform this morning because there's been no ritual?
I don't know, but seriously, describe the ritual before you go out there. Does this happen before every show?
Ritual? I didn't know that there's a ritual. We have a ritual?
You guys were jacked up out of your minds. This is what I saw, okay? I'm just telling you what I saw.
We go berserk.
You go berserk. You have like all this pent-up energy. And I think it was Mike who was on the ground like a turtle spinning on his back with his penis exposed.
That was
Billy. It wasn't Billy, but I think it was Mike. I think that all three of you just started climbing a wall, literally, just started running up on the wall and then hitting each other and beating each other. And then you ran out on stage and played.
You gotta get your energy up there somewhere.
It was the wackiest thing I ever saw. I was like, yeah, baby. I wanted to jump in. I mean, it was wacky.
You'd have hurt yourself.
I know, I would have gotten hurt. My elbows would have been all messed up. No wonder your elbows are always broken.
Yeah.
Do you ever think, like, hey, I play the bass, and maybe I shouldn't hurt my elbows? You know, like, maybe I should. you don't care.
I just think, wow, look out for them security guards.
You guys seem real tight, though. Do you guys fight? Like, you know, we just got into a fight, me and Fred and Robin and all that, you know, and Jackie. Do you guys, it's a band fight? I mean, you guys
never. Managed,
really?
Never. Not once ever.
No, come on. You managed to stay together, but could it be curtains at any minute? Is it that volatile?
We know how to give each other our space.
Did you meet in high school or something?
Me and Mike knew each other since we were 10, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool when you know a guy who's actually
yeah, that's great.
Another good musician?
Yeah, you can make a living with him.
Yeah. So how did Trey get involved? You just found him along the way?
We don't know where the hell we found him. We picked him up hitchhiking, actually.
Oh, really? Well, he's a damn good drummer, man.
He
a complete idiot.
Howard, doesn't Trey have some weird thing going on with his testicles?
What is that?
One's bigger.
How would I know that, Gary?
Yeah, like, where have you been doing
that? How would you know
it's
that?
It's X-ray vision in his.
Don't you have something weird going on with your teeth and lips?
No, supposedly. Listen, I get these strange bios, and in the bio it said one's way bigger than the other.
Yeah, well, so is mine. My right is bigger than my left.
Oh, it said way.
It has to be in your bio, Trey.
Because he had nothing else.
He had nothing else to say. Are you
biodegrading, man?
You put it in there?
I did it as a joke, yeah.
Right. It's funny. Funny joke, man. I dig it. I wish that was in my bio, dude. I really do wish that.
People are reading these things.
There was a unicycle accident. When Trey was in high school, he was performing on a unicycle on stage.
And he injured his testicle?
No, he rode off the stage and landed on the unicycle. And one of his testicles ended up in his intestines.
Is that true, Trey?
Yeah. The doctor, like, shown translucent scrotum.
Thank you. Hey, I'm a star. Hey, I'm a lucky guy. You have translucent scrotum. Jeez, you guys ought to write a song about that, translucent scrotum.
It's like E.T. Ouch.
You nasty piece of business.
What was the original name of the band, translucent scrotum?
I like that.
People had trouble putting it on the
record. Am I out of it that I don't even know why the band is called Green Day? Is that supposed to be some sort of... What is that? I didn't even thought about why you call yourself Green Day.
We went from one dumb name to another dumb name.
What were the names that you guys had? Name of the bands. We're the Losers, my band.
The Losers?
The Losers.
So I heard on the radio.
Yeah. Now you know why they call us the Losers.
You don't even have to ask why.
Our name is self-explanatory. You didn't dig our music? I didn't know you guys were back there listening. I never would have played. It would have embarrassed me. All right, listen. Let's do a tune, because people are anxious to hear you play. Let's do an old song first. Let's do Basket. Yeah, it's old. It's 2 years old now, isn't it? Is it 2 years old?
3 years.
3 years old. All right.
That song? No, we're going to do a new song first.
Do the old one first.
We don't have that. I don't have the...
Do Basket Case first. No, do Basket Case first. Please, I'm begging you. Don't hose me. Seriously, do it.
We'll do it later.
No, do it now.
No.
Billy.
Do it later.
Billy, look at me. I'll come over to you. You got a Tuesday note tattoo.
Look at Michael Bolton over here wants to kick my ass.
Yeah, he'll unleash Fred on you.
I'll do it. I won't kick your ass. Fred will. And Fred will kick your ass. Maybe I can't.
A lot of pent up anger.
All right. And your bass player has an injured elbow. All you have to do is kick him in it. Please do Basket Case first. I'm begging you. Come on. Give me a break.
All right.
Here's a little Basket Case. This song was written about me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not kidding you. It was written about me. You guys are switching guitars.
Hey, Tony, he had a different setup.
Oh, I didn't know he had a different setup.
Well, you don't listen.
I don't listen to anyone but me. I'm glad I didn't have to kick Billy's ass. Makes me feel... I think everything's on. I hope it is. I'll kill myself if it doesn't. Hey, remember when you guys used to get naked on stage? What was that all about? Yeah, you can't hear me. You're tuning up. I gotta get some tattoos, man. I'm looking at Billy's arms and thinking, man, I gotta get some tattoos.
Forget about it.
I'm going down today to get some.
You spend too much time wondering about the significance of everything.
Billy, let me Polaroid your arms. I'll just get the same crap you got on your arms. You don't mind.
You get a tattoo the day you go to the psychiatrist.
Yeah, just give me whatever you got. Give me some of that. give me one of those.
We're informed we'll be playing this tune, so.
Come on. You guys have played this a million times. You guys can do this. Basket Case, great song. And then we're going to hear something from the new album, Nimrod. By the way, the band will be on David Letterman tonight. I hope that goes well. K-Rock presents Green Day in concert on November 12th at Roseland in New York City. For our listeners in New York, tickets go on sale this Thursday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster phone charge at the Roseland box office. That's a good place to see Green Day, Roseland.
Oh, yeah.
We played there once before.
Did you? It's nice, right?
Yeah, it's just a big echo room.
Yeah, it's not great acoustic.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah.
It's a lot like this room.
All right.
Okay, here they go. This is Green Day, everybody. A little treat for us musically.
You know what? It's just Howard Stern.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine? Well, about nothing and every single hour at once. Oh, I
Damn, I gotta get in a band.
Wow.
I gotta get in a band. I'm wasting my time here.
Wasting your time?
I wanna be... The coolest thing in the world about this job is when a band comes in and, like, you just sit here. It's just, like, the four of us. Sit here and watch.
Yeah, it's great.
You guys kick ass.
Thanks.
Damn, you're
good. Cool.
Is it true you guys haven't played together for, like, a month or something? Because, Billy, I heard you saying you guys haven't even seen each other in a month or something. What's going on with that? Let's get a, Gary, can you get in here with the wireless? This Gary won't come in with the wireless so I can hear Billy. Okay. I just can't get any assistance. No, I want to get my guy in here with the wireless microphone so I can talk to him. But I got to beg for it. Gary, let me ask you something. Are you retarded? You're not retarded?
No.
Then why do I have to... Like, don't you think I'm still going to talk to the band? Can I get somebody in here to help me? I mean, honestly. How do you explain
I thought you were going to go to a commercial. I really did.
Why would you think that? When do I ever go to a commercial? You know I go on way too long without a commercial.
There's a little fight you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm having a fight. I'm angry.
There's no fighting involved, Billy. I get yelled at, and I just listen.
Yeah, because why should I yell? I mean, that's silly to care about the show. I mean, it's obvious I'm going to need the wireless. Sorry, Billy. I don't mean to bum you out.
What's happening? What? Did I miss something here?
Yeah.
Why does he leave?
I'm crying.
I don't know why you leave. Why do you leave?
Well, because the band was playing, and the management wanted to hear it on the tuner so that they could hear it.
Yeah, well, get someone else to worry about management.
I don't
care less about management.
I know this would be the source
management
of
management. Can kiss my ass.
Wearing a lot of hats.
All right,
I'm wearing a lot of hats today. Okay.
Yeah, well, do me a favor. Take a few of those hats off. Because it's, you know what it is? It's suffocating your brain. You're wearing too many goddamn hats. You're getting overheated.
That's abuse.
It is abuse. It is. It is. I'm abused here every day by this guy.
I think he was talking about me, Harold.
No, I think mates. I think I'm being abused. I think I'm getting the shaft. I'll tell you that. Anyway,
Chef.
That's sexual abuse.
Yeah, you're not kidding. I'm digging Mike's tattoos also, and the black nail polish. I dig that whole look, too. Look at that. You got a whole bunch of guys.
Got a little
tattoos.
Weasel going on here.
Yeah, look at that. I got to get into that. What is that, Chinese symbols on your arms?
Yeah, yeah.
What's up
says,
with that?
Learn to speak Chinese.
Is that what it says? I figured as much. Now, this next tune we're going to do is from the new Green Day album, Nimrod.
Yeah.
Now, Nimrod is a tune, is a word that I used to use when, in like high school, we used to call each other Nimrods, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, you're a dildo, you're a Nimrod.
Yeah.
Right? That's the point, right?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever exam anybody yet?
We check you for breast cancer. You know, there is such a thing as male breast cancer.
Sure there is. I've heard of guys losing a breast.
Yeah, it's the most embarrassing disease there is on the planet. Hey, you know what I like when you do in concerts sometimes? Sometimes you goof on other bands, too. Like, you'll start playing,
like... Rock you like a hurricane or something?
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? I like when you do that. I dig that. You start putting down other bands.
I think you like it because it brings back old memories.
Yeah. So anyway, Nimrod is the new CD, and the tune we're going to hear now... What are we hearing, guys?
Hitching a Ride.
What? Hitching a Ride? What does that mean, Hitching a Ride?
It's about... well, the hook of the song is, I'm off the wagon and I'm hitching a ride.
Well, are you off the? Were you on the wagon?
As of night before last, no.
Any of you guys got alcohol or drug problems?
No.
No? But
I'm not an alcoholic. Alcoholics go to meetings.
Right. But you guys drink and stuff, right? I mean, you guys like to get loaded before a concert. I saw you, you know, definitely down in a few beers.
Things
and stuff.
Tend to happen.
Right.
I was completely straight.
You were straight? Are you straight?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Bill used to do kind of the poor man's speedball with, like, some cheap wine and a lot of coffee.
Really?
Yeah.
God. You guys never did any heroin or anything?
No.
Really?
No.
What's up with that?
It's not my bag, baby.
Yeah. Hey, wait. Some people want to talk to Green Day before.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me just see if a couple of people here. See if I can make this work. And don't run away, Gary. We still need that microphone.
Want
to talk? I'm not
to
going anywhere.
People.
It's just only one of the people can hear the phone call because I only have one set of headphones.
I'll tell them what they say. Go ahead. Hello. Hello. Mm-hmm. It's going very well. Hey, Lisa.
Liza.
Whatever.
Oh, hi, Howard.
Yes. What do you want to say?
How are you?
Fine.
Green Day sounds excellent.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It's my engineering.
Get up and just start so quick. They sound really great.
Yeah, yeah,
I
they're good.
I want to say hi to them.
I don't have any sucky bands on, only the good ones.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
So, Howard, it's a pleasure talking to you. And
you would do Green Day, right? You would do the
How
whole band.
Old is this
How old
child?
Are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Do I sound, yeah, I have a problem being, you know, sounding young.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
Wow.
You're 32? And you
hi,
love
Robin.
The. Hi. Let me ask you something. Would you have sex with these guys if they asked?
No, I'm married.
Oh, I see. Oh, like that ever stopped anybody. Oh, all right. Well, there you go. I guess you guys can't get laid. You were right. You should get married. Absolutely. All right.
That's why I got married.
All right. So the new CD is called Nimrod. And is this the tune you'll be doing on Letterman tonight as well?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You do. Okay. All right. So consider this a practice session. This is rehearsal. Okay, here we go. Green Day, everybody, from Nimrod.
All right,
let's try this. Damn good. I like it.
Where does the music come from? Who writes this?
Yeah, now?
I do. No, you
don't
know. Ah, shut
just
up.
Stand there.
First
stand
of all, here. Your drumming kicks that. Right? That is, you beat the goddamn, you're watching Trey the whole time, right?
No, I was watching Billy Joe.
You were watching Billy?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I can't even see Trey. There's a big box sitting here.
Did you know Trey has one large testicle?
I wanted to see Trey.
Yeah, he couldn't. You guys sound great. You really do, man.
But who does write all the
Who writes songs? The songs? Billy does?
Yeah.
So what do you get? You get most of the publishing and everything?
No, we split everything three ways.
Really? How'd you get sucked into that?
little contract I signed at Trey is like, here, let me.
That's a nasty piece of business, man. When you sit there. Yeah, when you sit there writing the songs, you go, hey, it'd be nice if these other guys would come in and write
guys.
Somebody.
Well, they write stuff too.
Yeah, what do you do? You go under a tree somewhere and write this thing? Or,
yeah, there you go.
Does it suddenly wake you up out of bed in the middle of the night and a song comes to you? I'm always curious.
Yeah, well, I just carry like little tape recorders around with me, and
so you, stuff is always coming to you, or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
And
yeah.
Lyrics and stuff, and then you just like you hum it into the thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Cool. That's
pretty cool. You know what hook I love? That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that hook, man. Who wrote that? You wrote that?
Yeah.
See, if I played guitar, that's the kind of stuff
that's
I would
all
play.
You play.
That's all I play. I just play that
every
song over and over again.
Teach
me how to play that song. Teach me how to play that song. I play it over and over again. I would just play that. Oh, man, I would kick
There'd
ass
never
with
be
that.
Another song.
Yeah, that is so good, man.
Hey, Beavis.
How's that go? Do that. Just give me some of that. Can you do that on that guitar?
It's not the right. Yeah,
let me hear that. Just check this out. Listen. Go ahead. Come on. Do it. Don't stop, man. Don't get all. Yeah! Dude,
I love that, man. Naked in here.
Oh, I love that. Let's get naked and play that. Come on, man. Get nuts.
Hey, I thought you were supposed to have naked people in here.
I was gonna, but then you guys kept switching. You're playing acoustic. If you were doing acoustic, I don't want to have naked people.
I don't understand why naked and acoustic doesn't go together.
Can you see a bunch of naked people with an acoustic set?
I don't think we ever discussed an acoustic thing.
Yeah,
it was your management was making the cocoa.
We're blowing steam up your ass.
Are you? Thanks. I needed a good steaming up there. The old hemorrhoids were kicking in.
Clean that back.
I needed Green Day to steam me. Anyway, you guys are great for coming in and doing this. The album is called Nimrod. And also, check them out on Letterman tonight. And Green Day will be appearing at Roseland. It's a special show we're putting on here in New York with Green Day. And
November,
that's
what?
I'll give you the exact date. It's November 12th at Roseland, New York City. Tickets go on sale this Thursday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster Phone Charge, and the Roseland box office. And when you're there, just go. Yeah. Hey, you can be my house band. I like that. Okay. And I don't know. I don't know when I'll see you again, if I ever do. But
Roseland.
Okay. Green Day, everybody. Thanks for coming in.